Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Powell, Vermont. This is installment number 7 of the 1 Minute Rant. Today's topic, photographers make prints. Okay, I spend an awful lot of time looking around on the internet at all the photographers' work. And if I see something that I like, usually I'll send the photographer a note. And questions that I ask a lot are, well, what's the scale of this work? And what's sort of the medium that you're printing the work in? You know, is it analog, digital, some sort of hybrid process in between? And what concerns me is the answers that I've been getting back. Usually it's, well, gee, I don't print my work, or gee, I really haven't thought about that. This is so important because photographers make prints. You need to think about the scale. You know, there's a big difference between an intimate jewel on the wall that's 5 by 7 inches as opposed to a mural that's 5 by 7 feet. You know, it changes the relationship of the viewer, and this is an important consideration. You know, is it a platinum print? Is it a digital print? Is it, you know, on matte surface paper, glossy paper? Are you doing some sort of finishing to the surface that alters, you know, my viewing relationship to the work? These are all important considerations, and they're important because they complete the photographic creative cycle. You know, the idea from visualized image to print is important. I tell my students all the time, because I know it's expensive to finish work, but you gotta choose a handful of your favorite images and go through the complete process and think about the complete process and hang it on the wall and live with it. Because in the end, photographers make prints. And also, collectors buy prints. They don't buy digital files. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.